welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Annex. And get cozy with your neighbor. I am Holly Tellender. I'm the Director of Religious Education here, and this is my, I'm finishing off my fifth year. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and open-minded congregation. We welcome people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, gender, or family structure. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it, should it be louder?
Could be a little louder for the folks in the kitchen.
Okay.
But they have cookies, so.
How about now?
One, two, three.
How about now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
How about the people back there? Can you guys hear it?
Can you all hear me?
Oh, is it going to the back porch?
Yeah.
Going to the back porch, so don't worry about that. Okay.
Okay. We welcome you no matter your age or your abilities or inabilities. Later on in the service, we will invite visitors, guests, and returning friends to introduce yourselves so that we might get to know you better. On Sunday mornings, we provide a wide variety of services presented either by a Prairie member, a member of the wider community. That's it. We have a few announcements. We have one announcement. Everyone who likes coffee belongs to the new Prairie Coffee Club. That is you. Yes, you. We have some easy homebrew type coffee pots, and you would, if you would like some more, you have our permission and enthusiasm to make a pot yourself. Instructions are on the fridge. We are soliciting good insulated crafts too.
See, like this one.
See, Barbara.
Like this one.
Nice.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. This morning's offering will be shared with, anybody have an order of service to let me know? The Tenant Resource Center. Okay. So there's the announcements, and now we will have the opening words.
Do you want the prayer?
Oh, yes, the prayer.
I'm not Rachel Hughes. I'm very friends.
Yeah.
And I'm playing a piece written by the son of Bob Park, Robin Park, too. And I understand he wrote this music when he was a teenager.
So the music is by the son of Bob Park, and the music was written when he was a teenager.
Robin
Park, thank you. Thank you. call your attention to an announcement in the order of service. We are holding a teen suicide panel discussion this coming Friday, and we have some Prairie folks who are going to be panelists offering their wisdom and insight. We also have some outside mental health professionals, and we are hoping that you will spread the word to any middle school student and above or their families. The objectives of this panel are to discuss suicide, suicide prevention, and the impact of suicide, and also destigmatize the conversation a little bit. And so it's a really worthy goal. We've been working on it for a long time, along with Peggy Small, who's not here today. So if you can pass that on as you see fit, that would be really appreciated.
And what time is that?
It's in the order of service, but it's this Friday, 6 p.m., and there's a pizza and food. So we will feed you.
There's food.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Okay. So, our opening words this morning are by Shel Silverstein. Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never-haves, then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be. And I think we have an opening hymn.
Number 61.
Some people have song sheets.
If you have an extra sheet to share with you, need one. Does everybody back there have a song sheet that needs one? Yeah? Okay. Let's all stay sitting.
I'm going to play it through so, because I'm not sure you all know the tune.
Okay. To light the chalice and also say the words. These words are by Marianne Williamson. In every community there is work to be done. In every nation there are wounds to heal. In every heart there is the power to do so. It doesn't appear as if there's a wick. There is plenty of oil. I'll just put the match right there. We're good at that. And because it's RE, we'll do an RE service. We'll do a quick settle in like we do with RE. This year, we've been incorporating a lot more mindfulness opportunities for people who come downstairs, because mindfulness is a practical tool for increasing self-awareness and self-acceptance. And so we're going to do something that I like to do with the kids. It's called Chime Time. And the way that it works is I'm going to ring this chime, and you're going to really focus on the sound. And when you can no longer hear the sound, you're going to give your secret signal, which can be like a finger or a thumb or, you know, whatever. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But I'm going to ring it. You're going to focus your attention on the sound, and when you can no longer hear it, you'll just quietly flash your secret signal. Okay? I'm going to hit it hard. So we do that chime time activity with the kids as a way to tune them into their inner experience, and they're all used to it and they enjoy it. It's a great way to get a bunch of crazy children to be quiet. So if you're welcome. Okay. The other thing we do is we usually ask a random would you rather question, and then we share the answer, but you can just tell your neighbor. No, that's not a good one. Okay. Would you rather have to shout everything you need to say or whisper everything you need to say? It's a mandate. You have to shout all the time or you have to whisper. No exceptions. Alright, and so now it is time to share joys and concerns. We have some visitors who may need help finding a seat. Hi!
There's some chairs outside.
Where are our mics?
Right over here.
As a caring community, we now take time to briefly share special joys, sorrows, and concerns with our fairy friends.
That one is the
push the left-hand button.
Yeah.
Hold it in.
Some of you already know that our son, Reuben, was married last Saturday. To his longtime best friend and love, Megan, who they've known each other for 10 years now already, which is hard to even believe that it could be 10 years that he hasn't lived at home and all that. But anyway, I will torment you with wedding pictures if you'd like. I have a few that I brought with me. We have one set as the background for Martin's cell phone, and you know, all that thing. It was absolutely gorgeous. And our daughter, Madeline, who you also, many of you know, was the officiant at the wedding and, you know, did a lot of crying and blowing her nose as she was officiating, and so were most of the audience. It was really viscerally touching, honest, moving service. You guys would have been really happy to be there.
Is there a video?
Wife and I, Robin and I, went on a 10-day trip through 5 states to visit friends and family. Right after memorial service for my mom down in Illinois, which was another family gathering, it was a great time. And so it's been a month of connections with friends and family from spanning many generations, and appropriately enough, today sort of marks the end of that experience by us celebrating our 45th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations. I just want to share with you that I'm working with a group looking for a place for us to meet in the fall. And so we're talking to a Second Baptist up the street, and they're willing to let us meet there. We just have to come take a tour and agree on a time and some of the real specifics, but it's not like the done deal or anything, so it's other possibilities could come forward as well, but I just wanted you to know that Second Baptist has been very generous.
I'm not going to stand, but I'm out here with the birds and the bees and the other tree huggers. I have a joy. I just want to tell you that my hip-hop has been scheduled for August 6th. The reason why I can't have it any sooner is I had a steroid injection before I traveled internationally, and I walked my hip out when I was in Exeter, England. So I made it back on a bunch of codeine. If anybody has any more they'd like to send my way. I'm taking any offerings you have available. Just keep me surrounded by love and light as I go through the next 9 weeks, because I'm in an awful lot of pain.
So this is the perfect time to share my joy of my final kid graduating and the joy that I have for the members, these members in this congregation here that have shared all her years in RE. She came here as a six-year-old, and everyone, I mean, this has been her home, her family, and I can't thank you enough, all the adults in RE that have parented and mentored my kid. So thank you.
Well, speaking of hips, I just wanted to mention that Lynn Curry had her hip replacement on Tuesday and has come home, and I think everything went fine, which is great. And I'm also looking forward on Friday to welcoming 7 singers from around the country and one who's Australian but lives in the U.S. for the Handel Aria competition, which Dean and I started 7 years ago, and it's really wonderful to see how it's grown. But if you love music, it's at Mills Hall. It's Friday night at 7:30, and it's only $15.
This is a combination, joy and concern. On April 24th, I had a severe asthma attack, followed by a mild heart attack, and I spent 6 days at UW Hospital, but the good news was I didn't have to have surgery, and I'm on new medicine, which is controlling the asthma and the heart condition both. So, I mean, it was kind of a warning. Pardon?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it was kind of a warning thing, you know, to, you know, take notice and maybe pay more attention. So, thank you.
Well, I have a joy and concern. The joy is, I think we've got the sound and video set up. My concern is that we don't.
For all the joys and concerns left unspoken, I will light one final candle. And we will now have a moment of silent meditation. So today's service is the transition service. We've been going through a lot of transitions as a congregation recently, and we have 3 students transitioning, making major transitions from NRE this year. We have Rachel, Rachel Long is going to talk about our building transition. Oh, she's graduating high school. Freddie Callister Craig is moving from 8th grade to 9th grade. Aaron Liu and Rachel Hughes are both graduating high school and off to big and bright adventures. And I think we'll start with Rachel.
Okay.
Okay.
Which Rachel?
Oh, yeah, which Rachel would you like to start with? You want to rock, paper, scissors?
I'm
going to
be...
Yeah.
I'll talk first.
Okay. Steal your seat.
So I don't have to talk about the students, even though I'd love to talk about the students. Instead, I'm going to have my president hat on instead of my RE hat and talk a little bit about the transitions that our congregation has made this year. So this year has been one of big transitions for our society. Just look around. Would you have predicted 1 year ago that our annual transition service this June would be in the annex? Let's think about what led to this outcome. Many members of this community of iconoclasts, individualists, and rebels met to hash over what changes to our building would meet our needs into the future, worked with an architect and a builder and other experts, and came to a general agreement on a plan.
Going forward.
We discussed these plans as a congregation, and with some masterful fundraising and incredible generosity of our members, we raised just shy of $500,000 to remodel our building. Many members participated in packing, cleaning, moving out of our meeting house, and squeezing everything into our annex, and managed to create a charming environment for our services this summer. Old members and new, young and not so young, many hands have worked together. It really has taken a village and will continue to do so. Meanwhile, this spring, we parted ways with our minister of 6 years, Sandy Ingham. It was a bittersweet time of mixed feelings for our congregation, and we will need to reflect on the role of ministry at Prairie before we embark on the next leg of our journey with shared ministry. That will be a transition for next year. This year, like many years, we lost some members who moved away, drifted away, or passed away. Each year, new people find us, bringing their own gifts and experiences to enrich us. It is our task to continue to serve each other and the wider community, drawing meaning and purpose from our service, while sharing our passions and laughter with each other. Let us joyfully begin the next year of our journey together.
And now we'll hear from Rachel Hughes about her plans for the coming year.
Okay. Well, I'd just like to talk a little bit about my experience, my last, I don't know how many years I've been going here, but my mom since I was six. I don't want to do the math right now, but it's simple math too, but whatever. I just want to thank all my teachers. I keep pounding on this, sorry. Rachel, Barb, Carl, Randy, Robin. There's probably more out there that I'm forgetting, but thank you guys so much for teaching me and just rounding me as a person, because I don't know how many people or kids like me get this opportunity to learn such great things. Just learning about all these different religions that I think are just so cool. And I remember specifically when I was in fourth grade, we were learning about Hinduism, and I just thought that was so cool to learn about everything that they believe in, and I don't know why that struck a chord with me, but that really just got me interested in just traveling to India. I don't know, I want to do that with my brother one day, and just learning more about that culture seems so cool to me. I remember in maybe like the first few weeks of me coming here, it was me, probably Jesse, Aaron, you know, the gang that you all know and love. We were sitting down in the basement, and we weren't doing much of anything except Carl was playing his guitar. I don't know where Carl was.
He's out there.
Yeah, Carl was playing his guitar, and we were just solving riddles out of this riddle book, and we were eating M&Ms, and that's like a vivid memory of mine. And we weren't doing anything, but it was just so fun to just sit down there and just, I don't know, it was a fun time just doing absolutely nothing. But obviously, a lot of my time was doing a lot of different things recently with Rachel and Barb teaching us about, we had just such profound discussions upstairs, but analyzing movies and doing all these different things, it was just really interesting just to wrap your head around things that I've never thought of before, not religious-wise, but just like philosophy. I don't know. It's a lot to fathom, but Rachel and Barb did a great job of just kind of putting it all together and teaching us. What else? Oh, when kind of my third grade to fifth grade year. We did so many projects, and I loved all of them with Robin. We did all these plays that you guys might have remembered. We did dioramas with model magic. That was our stuff. We loved model magic and just making all these dioramas of just random things, but it was just so fun. I'm a crafty person, so I appreciate that a lot. And for my plans for the future, I'm going to Milwaukee, and I'll be UW-Milwaukee. I'll be doing... I'm signed up to do a film major, but I'm definitely not doing that. I took a lot of tours, and a lot of tours focused with film majors, and I'm like, the more I get into it, the more I'm like, no. So I'm doing a completely different route in doing environmental science work, and in my future, I really want to just travel the world and just, you know, just, I don't even know exactly, but I want to travel the world, take a lot of pictures. I'm probably going to minor in film or photography or Spanish. I don't know. It's all over the place. I don't know. It changes every week, but I really just want to travel the world and research and take pictures and just bring to the public that you guys probably all know that Earth is in danger, but I really want to bring that to the public's eye with research in these photos that I want to take, and I don't know, hopefully work for National Geographic or something like that. But I just want to thank you guys again, because I wouldn't know any other way to spend my Sunday mornings. Thank you all so much. But I just, again, thank you so much, and
thank you, Rachel. It's really wonderful to hear the reflection that it's the little things that make a big difference, and it's the relationships that our RE kids build with the adults who find the time to come down there, because I have that same experience, and it's the reason I sought out a UU church with my children, was to broaden their community and their exposure to multi-generational relationships. So later on in the service, we'll have the slideshow, and you'll get a chance to see some of the people who came down and did some cool things, and I hope it will spark your imagination a little bit, because it really, you don't have to do anything crazy. You can play songs in the M&Ms, and it will make an impression that you never know what that will be, and that's such a gift of being in a community like this. So now we will hear from Aaron.
Crampton here. Did actually write something, but being a high schooler, I wrote most of it this morning because I procrastinated. Most of you have known me from the past like nearly decade and a half of me being here. I've been here with my sister and mostly my mom. Dad will make an appearance every once in a while. Last spring, I did my first like solo presentation where I talked about being a UU and playing Ultimate, and in true UU fashion, I stopped coming to church so that I could play more Ultimate. So that's where I've been for most of the past like year. I've been spending Sunday mornings out in nature, not really nature, but grass fields outside. My path to get here has been slightly different. I'm graduating in 3 years as opposed to taking like the normal 4 years. I'm skipping my senior year and going directly into college. Lots of factors played into that, but Prairie played a vital role in kind of keeping me balanced, even in like stressful and chaotic times in my life. After high school, after this summer, I'm going to flee the country and go to Canada. I'm going to be attending Simon Fraser University, which is in Vancouver. My intended major right now is sustainability engineering. It's almost like the impending ecological collapse is kind of factoring into our career choices. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll still be playing Ultimate, and I know that wherever I go, there's probably a UU church right around the corner. I mean, it's been a long while that I've been here. I don't necessarily have that same vivid memory of M&M's. I definitely have a lot of really great memories of being here. I remember Catherine being a very interesting Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Fantastic.
A very interesting Tyrannosaurus. All the plays that we did, that helped fuel my love for drama. I've been doing theater since I was in fifth grade. There's like a probably 75-80% chance that I'll be minoring in theater design at Simon Fraser. But there's also like a 20% chance that I'll drop out and go to culinary school. There's a lot of stuff that's up in the air. I still haven't had my visa approved. I just got it in yesterday. Who knows where I'll be in another year? I don't. If you know, please tell me. But thank you for, like I said, like close to 15 years of support and being a welcoming community.
So, as is Prairie tradition, I've been collecting letters up until this morning. So you're not the only procrastinator, I'm just saying. For Rachel and Aaron, so there is a collection of wisdom and advice and well wishes for you. You also both have a gift from us, but I made the erroneous assumption that UUA was shipping was like Prime shipping, and it is not. So it is coming at some point. Okay. So the next part is the offering and the offertory.
Freddy.
Do you want to grab your violin and I'll stall?
Yeah.
One thing I consistently hear from students who have left and come back is how much they love the plays. So any drama people out there that are interested in working on that with me in the coming year, I'm happy to talk with you about it. Also, the Neighboring Faiths curriculum was really popular. Do some of you remember that?
That was popular.
Yeah. I get a lot of good feedback about that. No stand needed.
Oh.
A Neighboring Faiths, and do you want to give a tell what that is briefly? Or
I don't have a microphone, so I probably shouldn't.
Okay. It is. Oh, look at that! Robin's got a microphone right on the chair.
When you look at that.
So the Neighboring Faiths, if I'm remembering correctly, it was a curriculum that involved going on a lot of field trips to various, not churches, but religious gathering spaces around Madison and attending a service that they were putting on, and just general combined with learning about that faith in general. And I see that I think Freddie's here, so I should stop talking.
Well, that curriculum is a great opportunity for people who want to just show up and go somewhere with us on a Sunday and maybe learn more about a different faith tradition or just learn more about our kids. So keep an ear open for that, because we will be attempting to run that. And everything that I run down there is dependent on one thing.
Volunteers.
And that's volunteers. So just keep that in mind. Freddie is now going to play Concerto No. 5 in D major, first movement by F. Seitz.
Does he have room?
Do you have room?
Does he have room?
Thank you.
tradition, another Prairie tradition, because we love tradition, when we transition a student from 8th grade to 9th grade, we like to learn a little bit more about them. So in 3 years, when they stand up here and say goodbye, we can all be a little weepy. So we've got some true false questions about Freddie. I do not have the answer, so I'm going to be playing along with you. Okay, number one, he plays the harmonica. What do you think? Shout it out. True or false?
True.
Ready? Number two, he has a cat and a dog.
True.
The answer is true. Thank you. Mm-hmm. He does have a cat and a dog. Number three, he has a sister.
False.
True.
I know that one. That's false. Number four, he enjoys mushroom hunting. Lives dangerously.
True.
Number five, he aspires to become an interior designer.
False.
Do you have an aspiration you'd like to share with us?
Game design.
Ooh. Game design. Okay. Number six, he enjoys writing poetry.
True.
Number seven, his first word was in Spanish.
False.
Well, it could have been mama.
No. Huh? Trick question. True.
What was
your first word?
Mira.
Oh, Mira. I thought he said a word that wasn't Mira, but sound was not a nice word. Okay. He never climbs trees. Rowan's laughing, so I think you can all claim false on that one. He was born in Texas.
That would explain
the
Spanish.
No, his mother living in Spain explains the Spanish. True or false?
False.
He did not. His brothers were born in Spanish. Texas. And speak Spanish as well. Thank you. I've reached my limit. Okay, so now we are into the introduction of guests and visitors. Is there anybody who would like to?
Yeah, I'd like to introduce two visitors that have come over the last many years periodically. Chris Liu and Paul Hughes. I just want to say thanks for trusting your wives that we weren't just some crazy cult.
And we are.
Maybe we are. But we love getting to know you guys as well.
Is this on?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and I want to say thank you. This is probably the last time I'll be at Prairie because I'll be moving out of state at the end of the summer. So thank you all for everything.
That's all the visitors.
Do we have another visitor?
Hi, my name's Amanda. I live here in Madison and was just trying out different communities. So I'm glad to be here this morning.
What a great day to come. And now we will have our closing hymn, which is number 104. 104. That's okay. I'll talk about that in a second.
Some long-time friends. There are women that I hold
Provide the experience downstairs that I work hard to provide for the kids without the help of so many people who share their time and their talents and their passion, maybe most importantly, with our students. So this year, the buying of the teacher appreciation gifts is always a mental, like, little funsy for me. So, because I have to buy a lot, because there's a lot of people that help out, and I want it to be meaningful. So this year, you all get a utility lighter. Because as you were downstairs lighting that chalice every Sunday, you were also lighting the fires of inspiration, as we've heard from Rachel and Aaron. And the just, who knows? Who knows where that flame will spread to? So,
also, it's useful.
And it is very useful, because who has not wanted one of these and not been able to find one?
Especially when trying to light the chalice.
Yeah, especially when trying to light the chalice, which we try to let the kids learn how to do, and it's a harrowing experience. So we finally were like, whoa, this would be smart. So Rachel is going to hand these out to Karen, who did an amazing workshop every third Sunday called Six Sources in the Kitchen, which you'll be able to see some pictures on the slideshow. But essentially, she just came downstairs and shared some experience to go deeper into our sources, because Jesse told us, we talk a lot about the principles, but we just don't ever talk about the sources. So we tried to address that this year. And that is such a great way to get involved. If there's something that you're interested in, science, right? The question, the mystery, the wonder that we all share, any of the world faith traditions. So thank you, Karen. Paula. Paula did Jedi Council with the kids. You'll see those pictures in the slideshow. They did, like, physical challenges and mental challenges, and learned a lot about themselves and what they think about the world around them. Randy did edible social justice maps. You probably saw the kids leaving with, like, spaghetti and Hershey's Kisses glued to paper. And I'm pretty sure they also heard what was being said, but they did eat a lot of candy. But it was especially helpful during the time of the migrant caravan to give them a place to discuss some of the things that they were probably hearing out in the world about what those people might be going through, and broaden that conversation beyond just the visual that they may have seen. So it was a really great experience. Thank you, Randy. Linda is somewhere. Linda Sheehy. Oh, there she is. She came in, read a story about Buckingham the Bear to our youngest kids once a month, and Buckingham was a bear that travels through the UU church and kind of, you know, does little kid type things and learns his lesson, and the kids got to color, and it was a really popular workshop. Al, who I don't think is here, he came on demand every time we needed to burn or hammer or saw or nail, and that was helpful because these kids love to do that. So if you have any expertise in that regard, in 5 years you'll be standing up here and every single one of them will be saying, we got to burn stuff. So thanks, Al. And same with Gary, who is back there. There's Gary back there. Gary gets a lighter. And Gary came, and he's also talking about maybe doing a controlled burn with us, which I know my kids are excited about, and I can imagine others are. Katrina is not here, but she was instrumental in helping me with the homeless drive, which some of you may remember, and pulled in several families from the outside community, which is always a great thing to do, right, to show them the community that we have here. Robin for the Easter play, which was amazing. Carl for the guitar playing and the M&Ms, just kidding, and the benches. And the quiz box, which was a big hit this year with the older kids, is a way to get some of that content in. John Wunderland brought his solar telescope. He's not here today. Jesse, who just kind of, Jesse was the at-large. She just did whatever we needed, and they did whatever we needed and was very helpful with the little kids. You can always count on them to help with the little kids. Jeremy Small, who's not here, came and did a one-time workshop on how to make a mint tin into a laser pointer. Super popular. There was drilling, and people enjoyed that. Barbara and Ron came and did live music on our kitchen Sundays, which I think sometimes we overestimate how much exposure to live music kids get, so it was really nice for them to do that. Peggy Small came and did ethics discussions with our older kids, and Aaron came and did a cameo on the Communism Day, which was really popular. One for Aaron. Aaron gets a lighter. Because all the people who weren't here don't get their lighter. And Rick helped with Owl, along with Karen, but you can't have two lighters. And that was an amazing community service. We had how many families?
Ten.
Well, and
nine families, but 10 kids.
10 kids, and how many from not Prairie families that heard about us?
Four. It was about half and half. Mm-hmm. I forget whether it was 4-6 or 6-4.
Aaron can always be counted on to come down for games. And she has several times, and she's the game master. She's the RE game master. She holds the reigning title. And Rachel, for providing the leadership this year to get us through this transition and get us all moved out, you get a lighter. And and the last one is for Dan, who also did Buckingham the Bear in the beginning of the year. And if I missed you, I apologize, and I have more lighters. So please do come talk to me. It's every year I'm keeping track as the year goes on, but I mean, those of you who are down there, you know how a Sunday morning in RE is. It's like, it's a fun downhill screamer from 10 o'clock to 11:30. We all make it out okay. So so I really, really appreciate all of you who gave your time and your talents and your energy and your passion for our kids and in this community. Then the last thing I want to say is that RE is going on the road this summer. I have been nose to the grind trying to find fun things for us to do. The schedule is posted by the window. Because you're all so cozy here, it's a great time to tell you that you could come out on the road with us this summer. We're doing things like campfire brunches. We've got zoo field trips. And these are opportunities for families to come together and just get to know each other on the road. Such a good opportunity for us to try something new, right? And as we move through this transition and just see how that works for people. Yeah, Barbara.
What if you don't have kids? Could you still go on the road?
Please, please, please. Anybody is welcome. It's a great way to get to know some of our kids.
More welcome if you don't have kids.
Yeah. And on that note, if you do plan to come, we are expecting that you stay with your kids. Because I can only keep track of the two I have. So, and barely that most of the time. So, please do feel free to join us. The schedule's up there. I will have printed schedules, which are on the printer upstairs, if you're a fridge kind of a person. And we're going to do a lot of fun stuff. So keep your eye on the website because it is subject to change because weather and, stuff. And also, I will be sending out a text chain on Saturday nights. Like, we're meeting here. This is what you should bring. This is what you should know. So if you're interested in keeping in touch via text message, please do touch base with me or send me an email. That'd be really great. Then I can keep track of everybody. And I think that's it.
Right. Except that. Explain what's about to happen.
Oh, yes. And what's about to happen. So we have RE themed snacks out there, which is oranges and cookies. And we invite you all to take a few minutes to get yourself a snack, do a little bit of socializing while we set up this RE slideshow, and you can then crowd in here and join us for a look back. It's like the thing I love most to do at the end of every year is create the slideshow. So, So enjoy the snacks, and we'll ring the bell. How about that? We'll ring the bell when it's time to come back in. And there's plenty of cookies I've hidden extra, so feel free, like you can take as many as you want. Thank you, everybody. And I would get